This is Catherine Lumens live from Herbst Theater on KQED FM 88.5. We're about halfway through the intermission of this evening's concert by the San Francisco Conservatory Orchestra. Still to come are the Fantasy for Orchestra by Chinese-born composer Phil Young and the Daphnis and Chloe Suite No. 2 by Maurice Ravel. Phil Young is a senior composition student here at the Conservatory, and he is this year's winner of the annual composition competition. He was born in mainland China in 1952 and came through the Cultural Revolution with an increased desire to make music his life's work. He told me last week that coming to San Francisco was an important step in that direction.
I immigrated here in 1982. And I enrolled to San Francisco Conservatory in 1984, the spring semester. So this is my third year here.
Phil, tell us if you would please about the Fantasy for Orchestra that we're going to be hearing in just a few minutes.
My initial idea is to write a music that can express my emotional reflection of reality and music, something like that. So there are a lot of yearning, a lot of tension, conflicts inside my music. Because I was very much influenced by Bartok, so I like the kind of motivic growth of the thematic formation. So my music is kind of the materials kind of can be derived from two elements. One is kind of lyrical and melodic, sort of yearning, pensive, and the other is kind of a ponderous and almost hysteric, rhythmic figure that keeps intruding persistently.
Did you write the Fantasy for Orchestra while you were here in San Francisco?
Yes, I wrote it under the instruction of Eleanor Armour, who is my teacher. She's an excellent teacher. So I wrote it, I wrote it last year. And I entered to the last year's competition, but I didn't win. But this year I did.
Persistence pays off.
All right. Thanks.
Do you have a certain place where you like to compose? Any special things that you do to get yourself in the right frame of mind?
Yes, my favorite time is between 10 to 2 or 3 in midnight. That's my favorite time because it's quiet and I can easily concentrate. I like a very quiet place, and I like to be alone.
What method do you follow? Is there a method to what you do first and how you proceed?
Yeah, first thing I want to find this object or idea or emotion I want to express, and then I find the right, the language, music language, and the structures, and then I fill in the details. But sometimes I change my mind. I follow my music. And then I try to catch it up again and get everything in shape.
I'm wondering, as you approach a piece of music, starting out in one mood, in one frame of mind, mm-hmm. you go away from it. Presumably you don't finish it all at once. You come back to it at another time, and if your own personal disposition has changed since that time, do you have to then go through a period of reorienting yourself to the mood of the music as an actor might who is returning to a role?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Sometimes I always come to a dead end. I can't do it nowhere. I just stop and try to recover myself. And then maybe later, when I look back what I did, I got inspiration and I start some new thing again. So it's kind of a cycle. But anyways, I find it, as I grow mature, more mature, I find it more difficult to write music. It's not as easy as I expected when I was young. It's really kind of very profound procedure.
More profound. Is that a cause for concern for you? Does it bother you that that's the case?
Yeah, I'm basically a romantic composer, so-called romantic, because I like to express my emotion. And I like the romantic, beautiful melodies and rich harmonies. So I'm kind of emotion oriented. So I follow my emotion when I write music.
How do the musical traditions of East and West combine in your work? Is that an appropriate topic to even talk about?
Right. That's very professional question. This piece doesn't have any Oriental or Eastern flavor in it. This is a really Western style music, and 20th century style. But I did write some theme before. I used my ideal. That's why I admire Bartok. He used very modern, contemporary technique language to express some very folk materials, and he did it so successfully. So that's my goal to write music. I want to write more music that involves that use a lot of Eastern materials, but I want to organize into very Western. I use a lot of Western modern technique.
Do you feel displaced from your homeland at this point? Are you homesick?
I was homesick for quite a while, but now I'm very happy. Because coming to the conservatory was kind of a dream to me, but now it's true. So there's a lot of possibilities here. If you work hard, you can work it out anyway. So I'm very happy.
Composer Phil Young, whose Fantasy for Orchestra will be performed by the San Francisco Conservatory Orchestra in just a few minutes. The fantasy is in one movement, lasting just about 8 minutes. This live broadcast from Hearst Theater is coming to you live on listener-supported non-commercial radio for the San Francisco Bay Area, KQED FM San Francisco.